You're listening to Health Radio.
Mommy, my tummy hurts.
Mom, I don't feel so good.
Mommy, I love you.
Oh, Mom and Dad, it's time to get all of your questions answered for free. It's Healthy Children, the talk show just for you with expert guests provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Now, here's our favorite mom, Melanie Cole.
Welcome to the show. My guest is Dr. V. Faye Jones. She's the medical director of the U of L Pediatrics. That's the University of Louisville. And we're talking about the health needs of the adopted child. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jones.
Thank you very much.
So there are people adopting children from all over the world these days. And so they're coming in from different countries, and they're here in this country. Now, we don't always know their medical history, correct? We don't always know what issues are arising or may arise when you get this new. How is that history worked out with adopted children?
Now, you do the best you can. Hopefully, you have a team of folks that's helping you get this history. So, the social worker that's involved, the adoption agency, a lawyer, if you know where this child has been for any medical care, then hopefully you can get some information from there. But it's working as a team to try to get as much, as comprehensive of a history as you possibly can.
Now, if this child is, because I know that there is children from China and Taiwan. Now, these kids were in maybe orphanages where there's 200, 300, 400 kids. And so, how do you get anything from there? Do they come with no records at all?
There are times when the records can be very scant. So you get as much as you possibly can. Some countries are better than others. Some records are a little bit more reliable than others. So you do what you can, and you work from there. But if the adoptive parent has any way of contacting the agency, you know, before you have this child in hand, to get as much as you possibly can would be great, and try to review some of those records even before you see your child.
Now, so I know that there's, you know, we're going to get into developmental and physical. There's mental health issues. There's so many different issues. But let's start with vaccination issues right there. How do you know if you're bringing a child in, and not everybody gets lucky enough to get these little new, you know, babies. So some people are wonderful parents, and they're adopting a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old, which would already be behind in their vaccines. How do we find out that? And then, so do you just go ahead and start vaccinating children? How does that work?
Now, there's a couple of ways to do this. I mean, you can, a lot of times they will have some kind of record before they can come in. If they're coming in from a different country, there's usually some records that they have to have in order to even get into the country. So there might be something like that. It's the question of whether those are reliable records or not. You can use the AAP catch-up schedule through the Red Book that tells you, okay, this is the immunizations that they look like they have. You can start from that point and do the immunizations from using the catch-up schedule. Or there's times where you might want to even draw blood to see if they're protected.
Is that work? So if you take a blood test, you can tell whether they've had tuberculosis or some?
On some immunizations, not all of them. So it kind of gives you an indication of whether they are immune, have some protection against those diseases or not. So it doesn't work with all of them, but it's a possibility for some of them.
So then we go by the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended vaccine schedule, and if you feel that maybe nobody knows whether they've had DTaP, whether they've had what they need, could you just go ahead and vaccinate them?
Yeah, you can. You can start from the beginning.
Okay.
And it's kind of an accelerated schedule.
So now the AAP has this clinical report, the comprehensive health evaluation of the newly adopted child. So we're talking from baby on up, even if you adopt a 10-year-old.
Exactly.
So tell us about this evaluation. What do? We bring this child to our pediatrician that we already have, or that we've gotten our new pediatrician. We're all excited our child's come to live with us. And what does this evaluation entail?
It can be through your regular pediatrician, or it can be through an adoption specialist, someone that's specializing in adoption medicine. So there's the possibility for either way, depending on how much time and information you want to invest in this. So when you're going to it, if you can go before you adopt, sometimes they can do a pre-adoption visit and look over the records and look over any videotapes or any pictures that you might have and kind of help you sort through some of that information. But once you have the child, you bring them in to either this adoption specialist or to the pediatrician, and they will do as comprehensive of a history as they possibly can and an evaluation, a total physical exam, looking at everything. And also potentially do some screening tests, to developmental screening, to see where your child is and kind of go over any issues that you may have. Not everything, it may not be possible to do it all at one time, so it may be over several visits.
Well, because it would seem overwhelming, and you'd need a 3-hour appointment with your pediatrician, which is, we all know, impossible to get.
It's hard to do.
It's very hard to do. So let's speak a little bit about some of the physical, we'll get into developmental and mental, but the physical things. So right away, when you're doing a physical evaluation, are you checking to make sure that they've got good bone strength, good adequate growth plates, and things of that nature? Do we go that in depth?
We do go that in depth. You know, one of the first things that you should be doing is just checking their growth parameters. You know, how much do they weigh? How tall are they? What is their head size compared to a child of the same age who's not going through this adoption process, to see what that's like. And, yeah, you do check everything on these children. So it's very comprehensive.
Vision and hearing as well.
Vision and hearing as well.
Now, I mean, those were going to be some probably the first things that you do. You know, those seem to be quite important, and they get done with even babies.
They can be done with babies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with babies, you track to see if they're tracking you, see if they're following you. So you can make sure that they see.
And, now, what about, Dr. Jones, what about dental? How is that figured into this? Do we have to take the child to a separate dentist? Can the pediatrician give a basic overview of whether their teeth are coming in properly, whether they've got enough calcium for their teeth to be growing strong? How does that work?
Now, you do a routine dental assessment. So there's also, by the AAP, that there is a dental assessment form that you can easily just follow through. You know basically when those teeth should be erupting. So you see what they've got, see if they have any caries, any caries, rotten teeth at all. And so you should be looking at the mouth as part of your physical exam.
Well, and because, as you say, if they have rotten teeth, if they've been in countries where this is just not, third world countries where mouth health is not in the most important things, then that's going to be something you want to kind of take care of pretty quickly, right?
Pretty quickly, yes, you do.
I mean, some of these things, not that they could go on the back burner, but you can't overwhelm a new child. Okay, we're going to fix you up into this thing, right?
Exactly. So that's why you have to, you know, like I said, there may be times when you do things on multiple visits, because it can be overwhelming, especially if you have a child that doesn't speak English, and then they're coming into this new atmosphere, they came into this family and may not understand what's going on. So you take your time and do it with this child. Do what needs to be done, but very patiently.
Now, what about intervention with a behavioral counselor or behavioral therapist? And we're going to talk more about the psychosocial in the next segment. But in the last minute, does this come from the pediatrician? Is this something that comes through the agency that says, by the way, this child's been in foster care and has some developmental issues? Maybe they're 5 or 6 or even older. How does that work once they get into your home?
Well, you know, it's great if you know that before they get into your home, but you don't always know that. And it may be discovered once your child is there with you and you realize that there are some developmental issues, or once the pediatrician is doing the exam and realize there are some developmental issues. So you work together with a team to do what's best for your child. So it may be referred to someone, to an early intervention program that may help.
Is that something that would be covered on insurance, Dr. Jones? Is this something, because I know that a lot of prospective adoptee parents, that's a big concern.
It is a concern, but the majority of the time it should be covered. Won't say always, but the majority of the time it should be covered. And most states have an early intervention program, too, for the younger kids. for your older kids, the majority of the time that will be covered as well, because it is a health issue. So we have to work with how you code it, but the majority of the time it will be covered.
A lot of times it's in the coding, isn't it, Dr.
It
Jones?
Is.
We know how that is, and when we come back, we're still going to be talking about the medical home and the psychosocial aspects of the adopted child. And if you miss any of the great information we give here, you can go on to healthradio.net, look for the American Academy of Pediatrics logo, go on to their show page, and download these shows. You can listen to them on your iPhones and your iPads and get these shows any time of day on demand. So stay tuned. You're listening to Healthy Children. I'm Melanie Cole for Health Radio. We'll be right back.